death itself. Death itself is no match for the power of God. All things are possible to those who believe. Now when Jesus had crossed over again by boat to the other side, a great multitude gathered to him, and he was by the sea. And behold, one of the rulers of the synagogue came, Jairus by name. And when he saw him, he fell at his feet and begged him earnestly, saying, "My little daughter lies at the point of death. Come and lay your hands on her, that she may be healed, and she will live." So Jesus went with him, and a great multitude followed him and thronged him. While he was still speaking, some came from the ruler of the synagogue's house, who said, "Your daughter is dead. Why trouble the teacher any further?" As soon as Jesus heard the word that was spoken, he said to the ruler of the synagogue, "Do not be afraid, only believe." And he permitted no one to follow him except Peter, James, and John, the brother of James. Then he came to the house of the ruler of the synagogue and saw a tumult and those who wept and wailed loudly. When he came in, he said to them, "Why make this commotion and weep? The child is not dead, but sleeping." And they ridiculed him. But when he had put them all outside, he took the father and the mother of the child and those who were with him and entered where the child was lying. Then he took the child by the hand and said to her, "Talitha kumma," which is translated, "Little girl, I say to you, arise." Immediately the girl arose and walked, for she was 12 years of age, and they were overcome with great amazement. But he commanded them strictly that no one should know it, and said that something should be given to her to eat. Mark 5:21-24, 35-43. Jairus was a ruler of the synagogue. His daughter was dying. In the midst of this circumstance, the ruler went to Jesus, worshipped him, and requested that he come to his house. An interruption occurred as Jesus accompanied Jairus to his house. A hemorrhaging woman made her way through the crowd to Jesus, and her act of faith drew Jesus' attention. Jairus was right there, too, with his own problem. Often, life interferes with our intended plans. It brings distractions that can get us off track, even offended with God. It is interesting to me that in all the gospel accounts of this same story, not one writer records the ruler saying a single word to or about the woman who had abruptly stopped Jesus in the midst of his mission on behalf of Jairus' child. Other people have their own reasons for needing Jesus at the same time we do. Patience, like faith, is fruit produced in our lives through intimate union with the Holy Spirit. Through faith and patience, calmness in the face of suffering or adversity, we inherit the promises of God. Hebrews 6:12. The report came that there was no need to bother the teacher any further. The girl was dead. As soon as Jesus heard the word that was spoken, he said to the ruler of the synagogue, "Do not be afraid, only believe." Mark 5:36. Jesus stayed with the plan of God for the man. From the words Jesus spoke to Jairus in this account, we can learn a valuable lesson in our walk with the Lord. Stay focused and do not be distracted by what others say or do. Do not lose heart in the promise of God. Do not fear evidence contrary to God's spoken word. Make room, for the girl is not dead, but sleeping. Matthew 9:24. Jesus' response to the girl's situation brought ridicule from those who were there to mourn. There was great commotion at the ruler's house. Jesus' presence always gets a response, positive or negative. Jesus removed the doubtful and unbelieving ones, taking the father and the mother of the child and those who were with him, Peter, James, and John, he entered where the child was lying. He told her to arise, and she did. Threaded throughout Scripture is the theme of life overcoming death. Old Testament resurrection had been documented. Jesus would have known about those from his knowledge of God's word. Elisha raised the Shunammite son, 2 Kings 4:17-37. A dead man came to life when he came into contact with Elisha's bones, 2 Kings 13:21. New Testament resurrections also have been documented. It is recorded that Jesus raised three people from the dead during his earthly ministry: Jairus' daughter, Mark 5:35-43, the widow of Nain's son, Luke 7:11-15, and Lazarus, John 11:38-44. Resurrection from death neither began with Jesus' earthly ministry, nor did it end there. Peter raised Tabitha from death, as resurrection from physical death continued to occur in the ministry of the apostles through faith in God's word. Acts 9:36-41. Paul also demonstrated faith in the resurrection power of God by raising a young man named Eutychus from the dead. A young man named Eutychus was sitting in the window. As Paul continued talking, Eutychus was falling into a deep sleep. Finally, he went sound asleep and fell to the ground from the third floor. When they picked him up, he was dead. Paul went down to Eutychus, knelt down, and put his arms around him. He said, "Don't worry, he's alive now." Then Paul went upstairs again, broke bread, and ate. He spoke to them a long time, until it was early in the morning, and then he left. They took the young man home alive and were greatly comforted. Acts 20:9-12, New Century Version. If Jesus is the same now, as always, where is our faith? It should be evident to us that life is to conquer death on every front, physical and spiritual. Why fear death? O death, where is your sting? O Hades, where is your victory? 1 Corinthians 15:55. Jesus has conquered death itself. And he, Jesus, is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he may have the preeminence. Colossians 1:18. Resurrection from spiritual death continues as many brethren are born again. For whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he, Jesus, might be the firstborn among many brethren. Romans 8:29. Believers are not to fear death. We are to rule over death with life, the abundant life Jesus came to give us. Most assuredly, I say to you, he who hears my word and believes in him who sent me has everlasting life and shall not come into judgment, but has passed from death into life. John 5:24. According to this verse of Scripture, those who have been born again have already passed from death to life. Obviously, the statement refers to spiritual death. When one is born again, eternal life enters and spiritual death departs. Enjoy eternal life now. Damsel, arise and be resurrected to life everlasting. Live the life of your resurrection now, on earth as it is in heaven. This is God's design for woman. You can't change your past, but you can ruin your present by worrying about the future. Carrying yesterday's failures into the next day can negate tomorrow's potential. You are uniquely made by your Father in heaven, who sent you to be in the earth just at this time. No one else is exactly like you. No one can or will do what you were sent here to do. Your purpose is your very own. What is standing in your way that hasn't been addressed in the life of a woman in Scriptures? If you don't do what God purposed you to do, it won't get done, and someone will go without what God intended them to have because you didn't fulfill your purpose. If not you, who? If not now, when? Think about it, then talk to your Father in Jesus' name. Listen, and he will give to you the answers you need to face and overcome the situations at hand.